Well, today is Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday is something very new. It began in 2000, instituted by Pope John Paul II. And so when I was ordained and trained in seminary, we didn't have Divine Mercy Sunday. But now we do, and a beautiful picture has been developed for that that we have in our church on Divine Mercy, which we have there on the wall, and there's the same picture on the screen. I think the best way to understand what this is all about is from our first opening prayer. For it says, begins with, God of everlasting mercy. Remember, Divine Mercy Sunday. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast, the Eucharist, kindle the faith of the people you have made your own. Increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, your baptism, and whose blood they have been redeemed, the blood of Christ, shed for salvation of all, for all of our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Now you'll notice there are a number of beams coming out. One side they're red, and the other they're white. The red and the white, the red represents the blood of Christ, and the white represents the water of baptism. And today's second reading says, this is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ. Remember, Christ was baptized into Jordan, and then at the beginning of his ministry, and at the end, he sheds his blood for all of us. So this is the one who came through the water and the blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and the blood. This is what the Spirit testifies. And so Divine Mercy Sunday is an opportunity to think about everything that happened through the Triduum, how Christ shed his blood for us, how he is through the Eucharist for us, and at the Easter Vigil, where people are baptized and we renew our baptismal vows. It combines the blood and the water and puts together in the person of Christ himself salvation that resides in all who believe. And then finally, the gospel reading, where Jesus says, peace be with you, to his apostles, and then says, the Father has sent me, so I send you. So I send you. Well, let's look at Thomas. How was Thomas sent? You know, Thomas had his doubts, and then Jesus appears to him, and Thomas has now overcome his doubts. Well, where is Thomas sent? What happens to Thomas? Because after this passage, you don't read about him anymore in the scriptures. He kind of like disappears. And we really never knew what happened to Thomas until about 1,470 years later, because this would have been around the year 30 AD. So that would have been about 1503, we found out what happened to Thomas. You know how Columbus and the Spaniards would sail west to try to get to the east? Well, the Portuguese were sailing south. They said, if we sail around Africa, we can get to India. And Vasco da Gama, the Portuguese explorer, in his little fleet, did just that in 1503. And they arrived in the south of India. And to their great surprise, they discovered Christians. In fact, they discovered a lot of Christians. Their churches were built differently. They were kind of looked like Hindu temples, but they were not Hindu temples. They were Christian churches. And when he asked them about their faith, they told him all about how the Apostle Thomas had arrived in the south of India and proclaimed the gospel. That it was quite a long trip. And that's how the faith was. In fact, if you ever want a trivial pursuit contest, what apostle traveled the most? Everyone's going to say St. Paul. He made three trips. That one trip by Thomas is longer than all of Paul's trips combined, plus a lot more. He is the greatest traveled apostle. I share that with you because he says, so I send you. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe some of us may be sent around the world on a mission trip. It's possible. But for many of us, we're just sent back to our homes and neighborhoods. You know, it's not the length of where he sends you, but it's the message of the gospel that you take when you go. Happy Divine Mercy Sunday.